This is FM 97 KBCO, Boulder. A few years back, something happened that to our knowledge has never happened before or since. Through some kind of resonance pattern set up between our transmitter and the radio frequencies of the sun, moon, planets, and stars, time became non-synchronous. For one day, KBCO broadcast the programming of our own air signal 50 years in the future. I know it's hard to believe, but what follows is a record of that day's programming. Now, before we just turn you loose 50 years in the future, a bit of clarification would help. Coincidentally, or maybe as a part of the cause of this strange occurrence, KBCO in 2027 was celebrating our 50th birthday by playing the music of 50 years ago, their time. The rest you'll pick up as it goes.
KBCO, recreating the sound of 50 years ago in the 1980s. The music you'll be hearing today is transmitted from records and turntables on loan from the Boulder Historical Society. Our celebration continues in a moment.
It's the entertainment event of the century, the grand opening of Cosmic Worlds Orbital Amusement Park. A decade and a half in the building, and a miracle at that, Cosmic Worlds will ultimately prove to be the central attraction of this galactic arm. At its core, the gigantic galactic bazaar featuring the arts, crafts, and foods of 40 worlds, and a convention complex unlike any previously even conceived by the mind of man. Close to the bazaar are all the old favorites, like Lunar Lander, Runaway Rocket, and Free Fall Fireball. But you'll know it's a park like no other when you take the warp to Sector X. Find the Arcturian Dream Sphere, where anything you dream comes true. The wormhole, the multi-plane scramble, and the most incredible entertainment effect of all time. The Black Hole. Reservations are now being accepted for the grand opening quadrant. Cosmic Worlds Orbital Amusement Park. See your Sol System travel agent for details.
Humans, are you still doing the day-to-day household chores most Earth citizens wouldn't think of doing anymore? After all, who wants to scrub around the bottom of the bathtub in this day and age? Bolder robot design can build your very own household slave. The windows are clean, the floors sparkle, the dogs are walked, your transcelestial pets are scooped, your children bathed, meals cooked, space vehicles tuned and waxed, all by your very own household robot. If you act now, we'll add a budget management computer chip in your robot's recall systems to help you in your finances. Now, a basic model will only cost you about 28,000 credits. Unbelievable. So hurry, free yourself from the drudgeries of the 20th century. Let a machine do it at Boulder Robot Design in the Crossroads Underground Shopping Tunnels, Level 46, Wing B, or call 444-2306-1538, M72, Boulder Robot Design.
The time now is 3 Kronars.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing at him behind his back. Customer. We see the banker sitting waiting for a trim, and then the fireman rushes in.
Beatles back in the 20th century on KBCO. Well, good morning. This is Sunrise 36. I have been programmed to make you rise and shine this morning with a smile on your face. This is Intervention Day 2027. Coming up, the 47th Annual Kinetic Conveyance Contest. You only have 5 weeks left to build your own natural-powered sculpture that will race from a starting point outside of Boulder and end up on the moon. On the moon colony Lunas Center Dome. All vehicles must be able to withstand the intense changes between the Earth and the moon. Prizes will be awarded on the basis of the fastest sculpture, the most creative power source, and the best looking. That's coming up just 5 weeks from now, May 3rd, 2027.
Hi, I'm the Cryo Genie. Don't trust your body with just anyone. With eternal life just a few steps ahead of medical science, suspended animation is an affordable option for nearly everyone. Check the organism rejection statistics of our competitors. After all, would you feel safe in the house of ice?
The Zenorian Cryogenic Institute is now opening a new center in Sector 6. For the next 2 weeks, you can offer your entire family the distinct possibility of eternal life for half price. That's right, a limited time, 2-for-1 membership at the galaxy's best. The Zenorian Cryogenic Institute. At 10,000 credits, it's a great opportunity. Right, Cryogenie?
Right, Dave. And remember, we're the only center offering continual microsubliminal stimulation.
The Zenorian, when you demand the very best.
Galactic Garbage, pioneers in the garbo processing technologies, present this Intervention Day historical perspective.
The year 1999. The Sino-Russian tensions over the borders of their Afghani and Pakistani provinces finally come to a head, with Russia launching an all-out conventional attack against China. The United States, as an ally of China, warns Russia that continuation of the offensive will result in U.S. involvement. Russia ignores the threat. Despite the United States' long-term contention that its nuclear weapons are strictly defensive, a limited first strike is launched against Russian military targets, a move that is later blamed on a breakdown in communications. Russia retaliates with a full strike on U.S. military and civilian targets, which is answered in kind by the United States. The war lasts a little over 90 seconds, later to be called the One Metron War. The missiles, poised in midair at the heights of their trajectories, simply vanish. Then, as an astonished world watches, the silver ships sail in and suspend themselves over the major cities of the world. A calm voice explains over all the communications media that the world has just been saved from total extinction, the last straw in a history of abuse lasting most of the century. The so-called leaders of the world are beamed up and told as a group that there are more than enough civilizations in the galaxy that would love a world of this caliber, that it cannot be allowed to be destroyed by stupidity. As this is happening, the people of the world who are truly qualified to be the leaders are beamed up and taken to the Sirius star system to see how an intelligent, aware, intergalactic civilization is run. It will be 5 years before they return to be installed as the leaders of the world. And 23 years after that, we'll be celebrating the anniversary of that day. Intervention Day.
This historical perspective has been brought to you by Galactic Garbage, wishing KBCO Boulder a happy 50th anniversary in this year, 2027.
The weather for zones 2, 3, and 4, including Boulder today, windy with snow diminishing today. High density ionization advisories have been issued today. Clearing around noon in zone 4 for the Intervention Day parade, then continued cloudy and cold. The high today 5, the low tonight will be minus 4. Tomorrow, a chance of more snow and continued cold in all zones. Currently, minus 3 degrees at KBCO. The time is 3 kronars, 16.5 metrons.
I walk along the avenue.
Good morning. This is Sunrise 36, your friendly morning broadcast computer. It's our 50th anniversary on KBCO, and we'd like to give you a birthday present. An all-expense-paid trip for you and a friend to Cosmic World's Orbital Amusement Park, including 2,000 credits to do with as you please. To win, simply punch in access code QZ-97.3. We'll take the seventh stroker.
When you're on the run between parsecs with not a metron to spare and you're really hungry, program your transport unit to the nearest Star Food Fly-In. We use only the best food simulation processors. Sink your teeth into one of our juicy Temmy burgers topped with lettuce substitutes and our special cheese replacement. Grab a side of imitation Vanuvian fries and wash that all down with an ice-cold Norium Precipitex excretion substitute. Now that's a meal you can enjoy for the rest of the day. Star Food Fly-Ins. Look for the giant golden holographs. There's 28 up and down the Lunar Expressway to serve you. You'll say, it's almost food.
We don't have time for the real thing. Eat star food.
Gravitational control. Not so long ago, it was considered science fiction. This year's Nexus Mark III achieves a new level of transportation sophistication. According to Shuttlecraft magazine, the Mark III has the best anti-grav isolation of any vehicle of its kind, and this includes the H4s, 6s, and 7s. This year's model has all the features you've come to expect from the Nexus line, from the handcrafted Zinjin leather interior to unified field control by Vectron. Nexus Mark III, with more room, more power, and an improved shielding system that will set industry standards for years to come. Take a test flight this weekend, and the kids can enjoy a day at Cosmic World on us.
Here in Boulder, it's Nebula Nexus Sales and Service at 118th and Arapahoe, the Valley's oldest and most trusted Nexus dealer.
Good morning, this is Andalar with your Interplan travel on for the Inner Planets. In Sectors 1 through 6, Shield Strength 2 should be more than adequate. In Sectors 7 through 9, the proximity of Venus and Mercury are causing gravitational turbulence, making travel inadvisable in craft rated at less than grade 6. Movement in Sector 10 will be restricted after 8.75 kronar due to expected solar flares causing the usual flurry of sublight iron nuclei. Today's travel tip, Lake Elador in the south of Mars is having their annual Blimbenfest today and tomorrow. Check your computer for reservation ability. And one more reminder from Interplan, with Memorial Day only 2 months away, travelers are encouraged to lock in their flight plans early to avoid conflicting space. This is Andalar. On behalf of Interplan, I'd like to wish KBCO a happy 50th anniversary. That's all. Have a nice day.
Rain, rain, tell.
Boulder's most outrageous event of the year will be held at lunchtime today. It's the Intervention Day Parade on the downtown mall. Live coverage will be offered here on KBCO. Intervention Day, of course, commemorates the intervention of the Syrian Empire, which stopped the One Metron nuclear war of 1999. Special telepathic floats will be featured in today's parade, as well as a special Martian equestrian troupe. Music, dance, theater, and special feelies. Be tuned in at lunchtime, 5 Kronars, here on KBCO. Another Intervention Day celebration will be held at the Rocky Flats crater, the mile-deep hole where one of the 20th century's main nuclear weapons plants was located until it was uprooted and hurled into the nearest black hole by the Syrians on Intervention Day in 1999. And the first space dog ever to be allowed loose on the moon yesterday created quite an uproar. With worldwide video coverage, live from his monitoring space travel unit, the dog was seen running at speeds of over 50 kilometers a kronar, jumping 300 to 400 meters into the air, and rolling over and over, unable to stop for a full 3 metrons. Well, that wasn't what caused the uproar. What caused the uproar was when the dog, off his leash, walked over to the original U.S. flagpole on the moon, lifted his leg, and claimed the territory for himself.
There was a time man was an enemy to his planet. There was a time the ducks didn't play, the birds didn't sing. There was a time the rivers ran brown with pollution. There was a time you were afraid to breathe the air. There was a time that man was an enemy to his planet. That time is no more, thanks to galactic garbage. Galactic garbage, the inventors and only garbage collectors in this quadrant. There is no competition. We pioneered the garbo reprocessing technologies of 1995, when there was no place left to take out the garbage. We turned 47 trillion tons of garbage covering the entire states of Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia at the World's Garbage Collective into homes, buildings, bridges, highways, hospitals, deep space fuel, and most important, food. Galactic garbage. We made the world man's friend again.
With the myriad of things to do in this day and age, your time is actually your most precious commodity. Have you ever stopped to think how much time you waste just daydreaming? Think about it for a moment. You'll be surprised. Now, if you're like most people, you just spent 5 times as much time just thinking about thinking as you needed to, much less thinking. And since medical science has proven that daydream time is every bit as important to mental health as regular nighttime dreaming, wouldn't you like to speed up the process? Well, Gwendolyn Stone Thought Dynamics is offering an introductory series of mini-lectures in her revolutionary new speed thinking technique. It'll not only save you time and necessary dream time, but with all the recent advances in micro-thought technology, it could give you up to 10 times as much free time as you have now. Just for coming out to the mini-lecture, Gwendolyn Stone guarantees you'll double your thinking speed. The introductory programs are at 8.25 kronars tonight and tomorrow night at the Harvest Towers Space Dome. For more information or to register, call 555-1234. 555-1234. That's 555-1234. Gwendolyn Stone Thought Dynamics. The number again, for those of you that are slow, 555-1234. two, three, four.
We've got a real treat for you today. At 4 Kronars, we'll be bringing you the last of the living radio disc jockeys. As you know, today all announcements on radio are made by broadcast computers. It will be interesting to hear what a real live radio announcer sounds like. Listen for Radio Red, today at 4 Kronars.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Touchdown brings me round again to find a proper man. They think I am at home. Oh no, no, no! I'm a rocket man, rocket man, burning out of fuse out here alone. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.
KBCO, recreating the sound of 50 years ago in the 1980s. The music you'll be hearing today is transmitted from records and turntables on loan from the Boulder Historical Society. Our celebration continues in a moment.
This is the Mother Earth News.
With all the short orbital hops we're all making these days, wouldn't it be nice to be able to pick up a few extra credits on the way to help out with the costs? Well, Jack and Becky Rogers have got the way to do it. They started their own orbital scrap business just as a sideline, but now it's keeping them so busy they've made it their full-time job. And there's plenty of good scrap up there for everyone. If you want to know how to get in on it, here's how. You get yourself a random path search permit from Interplan so you can wander around looking for the stuff. The only thing you need to take extra special care of is making sure that your tracking radar is in tip-top working order. Because operating on a random path permit, it's your job to stay out of the way of the folks on regular plotted trajectories. You'll particularly need to watch out for the garbage scows. They'll be on a random path as well, and you can imagine what'd happen if you managed to random into each other. Don't worry about competing with them, though. They'll be collecting much larger stuff than you, and they won't even bother with anything smaller than a fuel pod eject. What you should look for the most are the old solar-powered satellites. They had a lot of stuff in them that's pretty darn valuable today. In fact, most of those old things you can sell as collector's pieces instead of scrap. They're mighty hard to find, though, and you gotta watch out for the old fission-powered ones. They're leaky by now and downright dangerous. If you spot one of them, you best get in touch with Interplan so that they can get rid of it. Anything refillable or reusable is good, and other than that, you can go for most anything you can fit in your cargo hold. Just remember that metal is worth the most. Now, before you go heading up there after cheap credits, you've got to know that it's not as easy as it sounds. It's hard work. And more than that, it's tricky work. If you're no good at plotting dead glide intercepts on your onboard, you got no business up there. If you try to grab in on a likely piece of scrap, you'll just watch it go sailing away as soon as you get close enough for your grab field to kick it. And be sure you got your computer vectoring down cold, because if you hit one of those dad-burn things while you're up there, somebody's going to have to come up and collect you just like the scrap you were after. The only other thing to know is what to do with it when you got it. If you want to sell it bulk, then you got to go to Galactic Garbage. There's no other game in town. But you'll get more for it if you separate it out and sell each individual lot to the people who need it. It'll take a little more time, but in the end, it'll be well worth the trouble. Jack and Becky have a whole lot of helpful tips they've learned through the years at the business, and they'll turn them on to you. All you have to do is buzz us at Mother Earth News at QP871B62 and ask for reprint number 3758943, Orbital Scrap.
This has been a service of the Mother Earth News.
As you know, the situation on Basidian 7 continues to deteriorate, with the entire bio-eco-astro-enviro system nearly critical. Because of these similarities with the late 20th century Earth, the Solarian population is being asked to join in the balloting on the advisability of intervention. Use access code 1I anytime this week to cast your vote. For a complete sensory survey of the situation as it stands on Basidian 7, key in B7X1I.
Listen to life.
Galactic Garbage, pioneers in the garbo processing technologies, present this Intervention Day historical perspective.
The year is 1984. Following the great geo calamities, man's indomitable will to pull order from the shambles results in a multitude of technological advances. Computer breakthroughs put home computers within the price range of the great majority. As a partial remedy for the economic crisis, particularly the lack of a real basis for money, all financial records and transactions are put on individual monetary account cards. The unfortunate timing of this act, coupled with the fact that the first clone speculated since the late 70s is introduced to the world in this year, bring outraged cries of Big Brother is watching, and Orwell was right. The outrage dies quickly, though, as it becomes apparent that the benefits far outweigh the disadvantages. By the mid-1980s, the microprocessing advances allow home stereo conversion to digital processors, and digis are born.
This historical perspective has been brought to you by Galactic Garbage, wishing KBCO Boulder a happy 50th anniversary in this year, 2027.
You'll find everything you need, from anti-gravity boots to laser repair kits, at Universal Surplus. You'll find brand names like Zector and Fluorescent, quality time-space adjusters from Cesas. Universal Surplus also carries a complete line of full protection Farner force fields. Remember, you'll always save credits at Universal, with stores in every sector.
Past the Big Dipper and over the moon, avast, avast, I'm just back from Dune.
Hey there, big boy.
As long as there have been men in space, when the spacers have come back from the void, women have been attracted by the exhilarating aroma of old space aftershave. Splash some on. Take yourself away to the mysterious lure of the wide open spaces, the spray of the comet's tail on your face, the thrill of a close encounter with a black hole. You'll see why it's a tradition as old as space. Old space.
Here you go, kid. Try this.
Wow. Thanks, mister.
Hey there, big boy.
This is Sunrise 36, your morning broadcast computer. Join me again tomorrow morning at 2.5 kronars. I am programmed to be pleasant and wake you in a friendly mood every morning. Stay tuned for Radio Red, who is next at KBCO.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, never see you when deliberately you put me in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles. Advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Miles and miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles.